Thank you, Brenda. Welcome you this morning as we come together to worship at Barbers Grove Baptist Church. Glad to have you here in the sanctuary. Know we've got some perhaps in the parking lot, and there are some that always listen later on the website. They don't even live in the Barbers Grove community, but they're people that listen, and we're glad to welcome them. Had a great time last night, a good crowd, good food. There's one problem with the desserts. There's too many of them, I couldn't sample them all.
I did.
You did? I thought, I'd like some of that, some of that, some of that. Now, wait a minute. I better quit. But it was a great time, and we appreciate the folks that put it together, planned it, cooked it, served it, and we thank you so much for doing that. It's good to be in the Lord's house, just to have the freedom to worship, to love the Lord and let Him love on us a little bit. May we pray. Father, thank you for this day. Lord, we know that every day we get out of bed, it's a gift from you. We thank you for your promise that your mercies are new every morning. So when we got out of bed this morning, there was a new supply of mercy and grace for our messes and mistakes and sins. Thank you for your love that you demonstrate on the cross, that you demonstrate daily in our lives as you bless us. Thank you for our family in the Lord that will be our friends and family for all of eternity. Now, Lord, you're so welcome here. Speak to our hearts. Let us have listening ears. Father, minister to us as we each need it. But Father, may we minister to you our praise and our worship and our thanksgiving. May we honor you for being such a mighty, mighty God. Lord, thank you for loving us. You loved us first, but in return, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. And Evan, that was just a preview of your song that we heard this morning. Evan comes to me every Christmas, and beautiful Star of Bethlehem. We got to do it at some point. We'll do it Sunday night with all the words with it. That'd be all right. We'll get all tuned up for that. But anyway, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. And I too, thank you all for your attendance last night. We had a wonderful time in fellowship last night. We surely, as we normally do, let's have a hymn sing early this morning. It's Christmas time. So if you would, take your hymnals, please, and turn to me. Turn to page 102, 102, A Birthday of the King. And stand, if you would, please. We'll do both verses this morning.
Sky was bright.
Thank you. And everybody said, amen. Welcome someone this morning. All right, I have some announcements for you this morning. First, I want to say, doesn't it look nice up here with all the poinsettias getting here? Is that poinsettia or poinsettia? It is how you want to do it, right? Okay, it's a lot of red flowers up here. No, it's beautiful poinsettias, they are. Don't forget now, if you haven't done it yet, if there's someone you want to honor and there's someone you want to recognize for Christmas by bringing a poinsettia, and they'll be all arranged here the next Sunday night in our Christmas service, be sure to do that. As I said, we're not going to be doing the luminaries. The luminaries got a little bit difficult because with the wind blowing and the cold weather, people trying to find the ones that are out there. So we thought we'd do something different, and I think this is a good way to do it, and everybody can see it that way. So y'all don't forget to do the luminaries, okay? Now, I've got a card I want to read this morning to you, please. And this says, with all our thanks, we want you to know that we're grateful for your kind and considerate way, and we thank you for being so special. And it says, it means more than we ever could say. Words cannot adequately express our appreciation for your kindness during the illness and death of our mother. To thank everyone for your prayers, phone calls, cards, and words of encouragement. They all mean so much to us. May God bless you all, the family of Elsa Linker. Thank you, Kenny. Okay. Now, as we look at our further in the announcements this morning, there's a Sunday school class that's moved upstairs, and I guess you know that by now. I guess you moved this morning. I believe you did. Saw you do that. Let's remember the Lottie Moon Christmas offering this month. You all have done, and the pastor's newsletter stated that as true. You all never cease to amaze me how well you all do when it comes time to support these efforts. For a church our size, we do very, very, very well. And so you're to be praising the Lord for that. So let's not forget Lottie Moon. I know you won't. Christmas program on the 18th. We have already, we've got a lot of folks lined up already to come, and they're going to come and sing, and they're going to come, well, and if they don't sing, they'll get us to sing it for them, their favorite Christmas carol. And they're also going to share a testimony or their favorite Christmas story of something related to Christmas, something happened to them that was very special. So just keep all that in mind. And then we'll also have the kiddos are going to be singing, right, Kathy? And the kids will be singing for us. There's a couple songs for us as well. And also the pastor will have the Christmas story, and the pastor will be speaking. So we'll have a full night, and then after that, we'll all go down and have some food. I can't imagine us eating. You all, that we do. But it's wonderful. So we'll go down and have some food for that too. So be sure you come and bring a friend with you as well. Okay? Now, the Boston butt sale, Jeff, you want to touch on that?
Please let us know if you're interested. Okay. Sales are lagging, so.
Yep, they are.
Now
is the time. Yep. All right. Now, I also want to remind you of the Christmas card directory. Everything's out there for you to pick up, and so write your cards. So I believe, let's see, we've got to have them in Wednesday the 16th. That's next week, folks. So get them done. Don't like me, I've been putting mine off, but I'll take care of it today, God willing. So be sure you do. Don't forget that. And again, instead of purchasing stamps, if you mail the cards, just invite you to make a donation to Lottie Moon. So that little church will be out there like it normally is. Any announcements? Yes, Gary?
And that's still, if you want to go, you can have to go there, and he said last about 45 minutes to get back here in plenty of time.
Okay. That's beautiful. That's great.
4:30 next week.
4:30. Okay. Anyone else? All righty. We want to go over some prayer requests this morning that we have this morning to share with you. The Evelyn Burgess family, we got Dennis Wiley. Dennis is in a serious condition with heart surgery. He's had heart surgery, and so let's keep in mind, I believe Lionel, he had 6 bypasses. That's a lot. That's a lot. And then Rita Linker's mom is, I believe is she home from the hospital? She's home from the hospital, but she was taken to the hospital. So let's keep Rita's mom in our prayer.
What's her
No. Catherine. Okay, Miss Catherine. Okay. All righty. Then we have the family of Rebecca Hill. We need to remember this morning, and there was also an unspoken. Do we have others this morning? Unspoken. Okay. Are the others? All right, then let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we want to first thank you. We want to thank you you've given us. We want to thank you for the fact that we're here this morning and that we came ready to worship your name. We thank you for the time of study we've just finished, and we thank you for those who took part in that. Now, Lord, we ask, Lord, as we go forward in the service today, that you would bless us. Let us seek a blessing, and let us listen carefully as your word is preached today and as your word is spoken. Help us to apply that word to our hearts and our lives, that we might be able to go out and witness to someone. And, Lord, I do thank you for the Christmas season. I'm glad, Lord, that we can still say Merry Christmas. Oh, Lord, what beautiful time of the year it is. And we thank you for your Son. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. And then, Lord, that we are those, Lord, this morning that we need to mention to you and bring it by name. And we want to be specific in our request to you this morning as we remember Miss Evelyn Burgess. And let's remember Dennis Wiley as he's recuperating from open heart surgery. Let's remember Rita Lincoln's mom this morning as she's home, Miss Catherine. We pray for her. Then, Lord, we had some unspoken requests. And, Lord, you know the needs. And you know the needs of each request that's been spoken this morning. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts this morning. And, Lord, if the healing's involved, Lord, we pray for healing of their body. We continue to pray for Miss Pam. And we pray for her this morning, Lord, as she's in pain. Lift her up to you, Lord. And we ask that you would give healing to her body as well. And now, Lord, as we go forward, Lord, I praise your name. And thank your sweet name for all you mean to us. And this blessings we pray in your name. Amen. All right, we're going to continue on with this Christmas song we're about to sing this morning. Well, I don't know how long it's been, Brenda and Kathy, since we've sung this song, but it's been a while, I can tell you that. But it's called Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. And if it's on page number 106, get your hymnals and let's turn it, and there's only two verses of this one, too. And I hope I can get the timing right. Kathy's smiling. She said, I'll bet you don't. But we'll see. All right, teaser. All right. I'll see. Children, you are dismissed. Thank you, Kathy. All right. That was good.
Now, Now, I hope you really caught that last phrase in that song, Christ was born for you. For it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For God so loved that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's salvation open to you. And I imagine that most everybody in this room is a believer. But perhaps there's somebody in the parking lot, or perhaps there's someone listening later that doesn't know Jesus. And I want to say to you, please receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. He loves you. He died for you. You want to be ready when he comes again. I'm not much of a movie grower. I go about every 5 or 6 years, whether I need to or not. And somewhere in the vague back of my mind, I remember one of those feel-good movies. I won't call it a chick flick, but it may have been. You know, and this young lady in America suddenly informed that she's becoming, or that they've found out that she is the actual heir of a throne in some foreign country. And so the movie's about her becoming the princess and the queen of this foreign country. And I want to start with that thought today. What if this afternoon your doorbell were to ring and you open the door and there's some official looking guys in suit and ties and the sheriff's with them to validate their authenticity, and they say to you, I think that you're the heir of a certain throne in a country. We just need to do a DNA swab to prove it. And they do the swab, and sure enough, you are the heir of that throne. You're going to be a king. Can you imagine? Think about how your life would change. Now, what are some things you'd do? Well, I think one, you'd probably walk a little straighter, a little prouder. I mean, after all, I am somebody special. That doesn't mean you'd get arrogant or prideful, but you'd just sort of look a little straighter. Another thing you'd probably do is you'd be a little more careful about how you lived, where you went, what you said, because all of a sudden, the press is going to be watching you, the media, and they're going to report anything they can that's bad about you. So you're going to walk a little careful. The next thing you're going to do, I think, is probably you're going to get on the phone, text, email, whatever, and start telling your family and your friends, you won't believe what's happened to me. Because you're wanting to spread that news that you are now somebody different. Well, with that in mind, I want to look at two scriptures and a song. Now, the first one, Matthew, the second chapter, it's part of the Christmas story. And what do the first two verses say? Matthew 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. What are these guys looking for? Are they looking for a priest? No. A prophet? A rabbi? A scribe? A Pharisee, a common person, a common laborer? No, they're looking for a king. They're looking for a king. And who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Jesus. They're looking for Jesus because he is the king. And notice in verse 11 what they did when they found him. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When they found him, they worshiped and they gave. And that's a part of our traditional Christmas story that just reminds us that Jesus is special. Jesus is different. He's greater than any other individual that ever walked the face of the earth. And we celebrate Jesus. As the little phrase says, Jesus is the reason for the season. Without Jesus, there is no season. They were looking for a king. Now let's go over to Romans. Greg, I thought you was going to get my sermon. Greg did a great job, and what he said goes great with what I'm about to say. Romans 8, and we want to begin at verse 14, you know, the verses before Greg shared with us in the Sunday school lesson. Romans 8 began at verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Now notice there in that first verse that I read, verse 14, it says we are the children of God. It doesn't say you might become or maybe or there's a chance. It says you are, past tense, the children of God. Now when we get that, it changes our perspective of who we are in Christ. We are the children of God. Verse 14 says we are the sons of God. And we have been, verse 15, we have been adopted into God's family. And it then says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now the last time I checked, God would be well off. I mean, after all, the Bible says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's probably more than David's got. And the Bible also says the gold and the silver is his. So if he owns all the cattle and all the gold and the silver, he's pretty well off. And it says, you and I are his heirs. You and I have been adopted into his family. If we got that, not only mentally, deep down within our spirit, how would it change the way we live? How would it change the way we live? Now, there's one person that got it. And he put it in a hymn. Anybody know what it is? Let me read it to the first in this verse. I won't sing it, I'll read it. My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I once was an outcast, stranger on earth, a sinner by choice, an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a robe, a man and a crown. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior. I'm a child of the King. Now that guy got it. Or in this copy it doesn't say a guy or a gal, but whoever wrote that, those words, understood what Paul is saying here in Romans 8. We are children of the King. We are children. We are heirs of God. And that should make all the difference in the world in how